I'm Judge Donald Horowitz, and I am today, on October 31, 2008, interviewing Benoit Henry. And Mr. Henry, will you state your full name, your role at the ICT, at the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, and the country that you are from?
Okay, well, my name is Benoit Henry. I am a defense counsel at the ICTR. I come from Canada, and so far I have been involved in three different cases here at the ICTR since 1998.
So you've been here 10 years now?
Just about, yes.
Okay, and in Canada, where are you from within Canada?
I am from Montreal, Quebec. Okay.
Can you just give us a brief sketch of your professional education and your professional history before you came to ICTR?
Okay, well, as to my education, I got my law degree in the University of Montreal, and after I made a master in criminology. My practice has always been in criminal law, criminal and penal law. I've been practicing with legal aid for 7 years first at the beginning of my practice. And after that, I joined a private criminal law firm where I still am.
With a leave of absence, an extended
with leave. A leave of absence, yes.
An extended leave of absence,
yes.
I'm gathering.
Yes.
What you call legal aid, sometimes we in the States would probably call public defender.
Is yes, that... that's just about the same thing.
Okay. So, and have you done anything professionally, I mean, in the practice, which is outside of being a defense counsel for people charged with crimes?
Not seriously. In fact, I've been involved in only one case where I acted on a special mandate from the prosecutor of the province of Quebec to act as a prosecutor in a penal infraction against a company who was alleged to have made an infraction to a how do you call that? It's a law on the environmental protection.
Okay, and when was that? What year approximately?
It was in the 90s, the beginning of the 90s.
Okay, so you had already been. And when did you graduate from law school? I guess I didn't ask you that.
University of Montreal.
When?
Oh, when? Oh, it was in 1970.
Okay. So you're a bit of a veteran by now.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I can call me a veteran, but okay, some experience,
yes,
of course.
Of course. Have you ever, even as on a pro tem basis or an ad litem basis, done any judicial or quasi-judicial?
I'm sorry, I don't catch your question.
Have you ever done any judicial, you know, been like a judge pro tem or done any judicial duties as a hearing officer or
no,
anything of that
no,
sort?
No, never.
Okay, so you've always essentially been an advocate?
Always.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So in April or the early part of 1994, can you remember where you were?
Well, at that time I was practicing in Montreal in my office.
Okay. When did you first hear about Rwanda and what had been happening in Rwanda during that period of time?
Well, I guess that, well, I, of course, like everybody, I learned about the situation of Rwanda, but not really in a concrete or I mean, the any concrete or practical fashion as far as political and geopolitical aspect is concerned. But, well, at the time of the events, of course, we became more familiar with the situation, listening to the news, and this is how I mainly learned about the Rwandan situation.
And you were at that time, I'm sorry, I jumped on your answer.
Mm-hmm.
And you were at that time engaged in the practice of law in your firm, in sort of the ordinary course of things.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And when did, when and how did Rwanda take a, or the possibility of being at the ICTR, take a more prominent role in your life?
Well, it's a question of opportunity, I would say, because at the time I had a colleague in Montreal who was not in my office, but who was a close colleague practicing also criminal law in Montreal, who told me that he received a mandate from the family of an accused here at the tribunal. And he had at the time come on a few occasions here in Arusha to meet with his client. And he then told me that there were several accused here looking for lawyers to represent them, and asked me if I was interested in doing that. So it was pure question of opportunity, and I answered yes, of course I would be interested. And then it further developed in getting a mandate here.
I'm not sure I know what a mandate is.
Mandate is a mandate to represent someone is, how do you call that otherwise? I don't know.
You can be invited to do that. Obviously you are not under compulsion.
No. Well, a mandate is a request from someone to...
Okay, from the registrar, for
yes,
example.
Yes, well...
Perhaps.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And you were given the opportunity to represent presumably some other things that happened prior to your receiving the mandate. Your qualifications had been submitted and so
forth and so on.
And were reviewed.
Yes.
And did you go through any screening process or did they just... have the information about you in writing and perhaps the evidence of your friend.
Well, I guess that's the way it happened because I filed the necessary documents and I received my answer from the registrar that I was going to be put on the list of the councils.